The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Could there be an awakening in America such as the awakenings happening in Great Britain, Sweden, Finland, and some other countries about transgenderism? Now, you and I know that the settled science says there's no such thing as transgenderism. Transgenderism, we are told, is a situation where a male is, as an accident of nature, born in a female body, or a female is an accident of nature born in a male body. They're really a male born in a female body. They're really a female born in a male body. And therefore, the only way they can be natural and whole is to transition to the other gender. Now, there is no science to prove that. None. There is sexual dysphoria, which is just confusion. It's confusion about gender. And that's not all that unusual. And we know, because you folks are smarter than the average bear, that if young people who are confused about their gender are just left alone, they're not given hormones, they're not given surgery, and so forth, by the time they get to somewhere between 18 to 20, 80 to 90% of them will revert back to their birth gender. 80 to 90% will revert back to their birth gender. That's what science tells us. But our whacked out scientific and medical community in America says, oh, well, they're transgender. We've got to give them hormones and they'll never be healthy. They'll never be whole. They'll never be happy unless we help them transition. So we're going to give them hormones to stop puberty and then we're going to have surgery. Okay. That's abuse. Huge trial in Great Britain came to that conclusion. A young woman took the Tavistock Clinic in Great Britain, the largest transgender clinic in Great Britain, took them to court because they transitioned her. And what she said was, I was too young to give consent. I didn't know what I was doing. I was confused about my gender. I went to get help. I didn't get help. I got surgery. And she won. And there is an awakening in Great Britain because of the scientific testimony in that trial. Same thing is happening in Sweden. Same thing is happening in Finland. It has not happened in America yet. And as I said before the break, even the President of the United States is a proponent of something with no scientific foundation whatsoever, transgenderism. He said on several occasions to transgender people, I got your back. I got your back. Last night, 60 Minutes ran an explosive segment interviewing young people who went through the transition and realized it was a terrible mistake and de-transitioned. They were at different stages of transitioning, hormones, surgery, and so forth. And 60 Minutes interviewed several of these young people who said, they didn't even counsel me. I had three appointments. And I said, I'm a boy. I think I want to be a girl. Okay. Well, let's give you some hormones. Leslie Stahl, who did the interview, was shocked. Let's see. No, I already read that. I'm not going to read that again. But Leslie Stahl was shocked that this Grace Ludinsky Smith didn't receive more extensive counseling for something that was so absolutely life-threatening. And then they interviewed Dr. Laura Edwards Leeper, quote, the first psychologist at the first major youth gender clinic in the U.S. And in the interview, she said she was, quote, greatly concerned with where the field has been going. Again, quoting, this is Dr. Laura Edwards Leeper, the first psychologist at the first major youth clinic in the U.S. Quote, I feel like what is happening is unethical and irresponsible. Everyone is very scared to speak up. Listen to this. Because we're afraid of not being seen as being affirming or being supportive of these young people or doing something to hurt the trans community. She is admitting that doctors and professionals in the whole trans field are afraid. They see that it's wrong, but they're afraid to say something. Quote, everyone is very scared to speak up because we're afraid of not being seen as being affirming or being supportive of these young people or doing something to hurt the trans community. What she is implying is that doctors, psychiatrists, and psychologists are harming their patients, knowingly so, because they're afraid of, quote, hurting the trans community. She goes on, but even some of the providers are trans themselves, and they share these concerns. Continuing, other young transgender individuals that 60 Minutes interviewed said that they felt like they didn't get enough pushback on transitioning. This is a quote from Garrett. Quote, I went for two appointments, and after the second one I had, like, my letter to go get on cross-sex hormones. Garrett went from taking hormones to getting his testicles removed in 3 months. 3 months. From the first time he went to one of these gender clinics, 3 months, he started taking cross-sex hormones and surgically had his testicles removed. 3 months. Later got a breast augmentation and felt significantly worse afterward. I had never really been suicidal before until I had my breast augmentation, Garrett said. And about a week afterwards, I wanted to, like, actually kill myself. Like, I had a plan and I was going to do it, but I just kept thinking about, like, my family to stop myself. It kind of felt like, how am I ever going to feel normal again like other guys? That was Garrett, who had sex reassignment surgery, and because of that felt like suicide. Another individual named Daisy said that everything was great in the beginning while going through the transitioning steps, but that it was followed by a feeling of being incomplete. Quote, after every step that you take, every milestone, it feels like $1 million. When I got the top surgery, I was elated. When I changed my name, I was elated. But when everything that I had set out to do was done, I still felt so incomplete. Didn't bring happiness, didn't bring fulfillment. Now, does this signal some kind of awakening in America? Does it signal that? I can only hope. I can only hope. But at least 60 Minutes had the guts, had the courage to air a program presenting the other side. Let's hope that continues. Let's hope the medical community begins to wake up here in America. Let's pray that our president will stop embracing child abuse.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Well, 60 Minutes. We gotta give credit where credit is due. 60 Minutes aired the other side of the transgender issue last night. Good for them. We can only hope that the medical community, the scientific community here in America will actually believe their own science on the transgender issue and on same-sex attraction and so forth. We can only hope. And then there is this. This whole story is disturbing, but the end of the story is the most disturbing. And here it is. Headline, Department of Education treats New York City's youngest students to virtual drag queen story hour. Yeah. Here's the story. It's a whole new curriculum for New York City's tots, ABCs, 1-2-3s, and he-2-she's. The City Department of Education has been treating kids age 3 to 7 to a surprise drag queen story hour in a remote learning program it recommends as supplemental material for students stuck at home amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Little Miss Hot Mess. A San Francisco-based drag queen performer shimmies her way through a dramatic reading of her picture book. The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish. It's a takeoff on the wheels and the bus go round, round, round. Well, no, this is being presented to children 3 to 7. In New York City, sanctioned by the Department of Education, the picture book is The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish. Quote, flaunting glittery makeup, a huge wig, and a padded bosom to match, the cross-dressing author coaches children to, quote, wriggle your shoulders, brush on some makeup and flash imaginary bling, all to the tune of the wheels on the bus go round and round. The drag queen begins to giggle and says, I think we might have some drag queens in training on our hands. Yeah, children 3 to 7 in New York City. Sanctioned by the Department of Education. Quote, the book features 9 fabulous queens, some with gender-bending names like Jacqueline Jill. No, I'm not even going to read that name. Children wouldn't understand it, but I do. Cinderfella, who sports long blue hair along with a luxuriant mustache. She says, if some of those names sound a little bit silly to you, you're right. Little Miss Hot Mess giggles. To close, she blows the kids a kiss and advises them to be bold, shine bright, and always act with bravery. Again, this was being featured in virtual online classes for young people in this is supplemental recommended by the Department of Education in New York City. Taxpayer-funded. Okay, here is the part that just really gets to me. The performance, when revealed by local press, drew outrage this week on social media. But the Department of Education defended it. Department of Education spokesperson Sarah Casanova said, quote, "Drag is a celebration of self-expression and creativity, a fun optional resource to support learning from home." So evidently, the Department of Education received a lot of pushback and even anger on social media, but the Department of Education is defending it. And again, let me read an official statement from the Department of Education, New York City. "Drag is a celebration of self-expression and creativity, a fun optional resource to support learning from home." And then here's the part that blew my mind. And I quote from the Department of Education in New York City, quote, "The Department of Education has not received any complaints from families." Now, if I take this at face value and assume that they're telling the truth, this online virtual supplemental resource has been provided to all of the children, younger children, in New York City public schools for their online learning, and not one parent has complained. Not one family has complained. Not one. I suppose, knowing what we know about how liberal and left-leaning New York City has become, I guess we should not be surprised. But if I'm not surprised, I'm heartbroken. Not one parent speaking up concerning drag queen story hour. We are stealing our children's innocence. Stealing. We're robbing our children of their innocence. Unbelievably sad. All right, quick break. We'll be back.